Well, now for more on what the White House is pointing out as major climate change effects in Minnesota. They're doing that as part of the U.S. National Climate Assessment. We're joined by J. Drake Hamilton. She is Science Policy Director at Fresh Energy, which lobbies the legislature on energy issues and policies and works on these issues. And it's good to have you joining us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be on.
So what parts of this report jump out at you the most?
Well, the report, which is actually required by Congress, is just stunning in what it says about the economic reach of climate change if we continue our inaction on this issue. And for Minnesota, people in rural Minnesota, farmers, and people who rely on natural resources for their livelihoods and for the beauty of the landscape and are concerned about the health of our forests and lakes. And then for people in cities across Minnesota who are interested in infrastructure, roads, bridges, and the human infrastructure, health, there are many implications of our continued inaction on climate change.
Are there one or two headlines in there, though, that jumped out more than the others?
Yes, every part of the state of Minnesota will be affected, and I would say two things are of paramount importance, and one of those is impacts on our farms in Minnesota. And with the increase in extreme weather that the report talks about, so more droughts, more floods. In fact, this part of the Midwest is seeing 37% more extreme rainfall. So the top 1% of rainfall is happening 37% more often across the Midwest, means that we are likely to see reduced yields and crop failures. And in fact, the science is pointing to corn as being damaged by temperatures that exceed 90 degrees for more than a day or two. So that depresses yields of corn. For folks who are interested in our water quality, and we just recently had ice out on most and all of our lakes in Minnesota, the impacts on water quality with increasing temperature mean that we are likely to see more aquatic invasive species. And then something that I think is going to trouble a lot of Minnesotans, we will see more toxic algae blooms, more blue-green algae happening on far northern lakes, and including perhaps Lake Superior. So these are expensive weather implications of climate change. What the scientists call extreme weather, I call them expensive weather, because we're being told by not only farmers but people who handle flood insurance that these are economic costs that are being incurred right now here in our own backyard.
We've seen these reports come out, whether it's from the UN or this is the third such report from the Obama administration. But I'm wondering, as you look at this one today, especially as it concerns Minnesota, what's new here?
I think people are well familiar with what the top scientists have been telling us. I think what will be new for people is when they look at the other interest groups that were involved in writing this report and in approving this report, which include the U.S. Department of Defense, the Homeland Security Administration, the Department of Agriculture nationally, and then some interest groups that are aligned with better human health, such as the American Cancer Society and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So these are health-based groups and groups interested in defense that are working together with the leading scientists to say that there are economic risks all across our economy and in every region of the country.
You work with these issues a lot at the Capitol, and I am wondering, what political will do you see there to deal with making climate change a priority, as this report from the White House and the Obama administration says it should be?
Well, Minnesota policymakers, in a really strong bipartisan fashion, started in the early 90s working on energy efficiency and promoting that. And to date now, our largest utility company, Xcel Energy, tells us that those policies have worked, and there are 10 medium-sized power plants that they never needed to build. So that's in the economic interest and environmental interest of everyone in Minnesota. And then in 2007, when the state passed the Next Generation Energy Act that called for at least 25% of our electricity coming from new renewables by the year 2025, the state did that for clean energy job creation reasons, and to take advantage of the fact that we have abundant resources in Minnesota that we weren't tapping, but meanwhile we were exporting about $13 billion a year to buy fossil fuels and to try to reverse that calculus. And we've been successful. And a co-benefit of that is has been that we have cut carbon pollution from our power sector. So we need to acknowledge that we know a way forward that is much better for our health and our economy, and that in Minnesota, in many cases, has led the nation in these decisions and in these policies.
Jay Drake Hamilton is Science Policy Director at Fresh Energy. Thank you very much for your perspective on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's great to have this opportunity.